Well, I think we're exactly there.
That's what we're holding, okay. Reb Hananya ben Tradya, I had a slip of paper, I wasn't sure which one. Okay, Reb Hananya ben Tradya, I met Shnaim Shesh Reb Nandi ben Teira, I raised a Moshe Leitzim, Shnaim a Moshe Leitzim le Yosef, Shnaim Shesh Reb Nandi ben Teira, Shkina Shri Reb Nahem, Shnaim a Nidbu Yer Hashem Yisrael Ehu, Vayaksev Hashem Vayishma, Vayikata Seif Zikron Lefon of Yer Shesh Shmoy, Ein Lola Shnaim, Nain Shem Elav Yer Shesh Yer Teira, Shekha Shpoke Vedas Chashnaim, Yesev Bada Bida, Kina for Olam. Samal says, Yesh Lishon, Araya Shehevi bin Amosh Leitim Le Yosham, Sheene Nisga Zer, the so Ein Oisik Bidu Vatoira. It doesn't say, you know, the main piece is missing. It says of Amosh Leitim Le Yosham, I mean, and he's trying to prove Shehevi Bidu Vatoira, how is Amosh Leitim. I mean, it's Mamash not proving anything. Uba Ulai Hukamash Mosh Miss Leitim's, in other words, maybe it just means taka that they're sitting being mislighted. Right, Kasha? But, you know, maybe the pshat is that the two people that are sitting and letting around, they're, you know, that's a problem. Right, Kasha?
Rabbi?
Hello?
Sorry, yeah, I think I made a mistake here. I think I've done this already. I just had the mic in the wrong place. We got into the two pshatim. Exactly. I say my mark is in the wrong place. I don't know exactly where we got to, but we're definitely further on.
I think we spoke about Litzanus and so on.
Yeah.
I think for Oikash or Eladab, the different Torah, probably. He said before we spoke about what the issue of Litzanus is and why it's there and so on. For Oikash or Eladab, the different Torah, a little bit further down.
Yep.
Is that? You have it?
Yep.
Kashem Shneim B'yachad. Yeah. The first thing is, later on you see in the Mishnah that there's a Malisa of Divrei Torah in Shnayim mitzad Divrei Torah. In other words, Divrei Torah of Shnayim is a cheshev of Divrei Torah, the Divrei Torah of Echad. And the Pashta Havana is that it becomes Diburim et Dvarim, which is the Iker of Talmud Torah. When I talk to somebody, the thought that I have need to come out as Diburim and as Dvarim, and that's really the Etzim Tzur of Torah, of Talmud Torah. Kashe Mesir Matzim Dibur Torah, Kashe Roel Dibur Torah, Nechsa Doze Bar Torah, Kashe Yeshin Oyski Besicha, Moshe Bleitzel Legamri, Kashe Mesir Dibur Torah Shura Lehem. So he's saying like this, it's the only opportunity that the person has to be oisik divrei Torah is shnayim, and b'meila if when he has the chance of the shnayim, the person doesn't use out, then it's called a moshe leitzim. The moshe, let's say a person has an adam kol adam chasha that he meets him, and now he can add all sorts of shilas and kashas, and he doesn't. So there's a kind of the person is being mifadet in divrei Torah, in the sense, you know, this is your chance to solve the nekuda, the problem, whatever it was, and you're not doing it. So why aren't you doing it? So here also two people, since it's the opportunity to make divrei Torah out of it, it's a chisaron if he's not. Umevi raya mimashikasa umeshleyatzir. What's the raya for mashleyatzir? So, shahoyle leima vimleitzim leyashav. In other words, the mission is, the pasuk is telling you that this person didn't get involved with aveiros. So if he saw a chabura of bad people leitzim, he didn't sit down with them. That's what it should say. Shein adayme vashamu b'derech hatoyim le'omad. So over there, derech hatoyim means the problem lies in the fact that it's derech hatoyim. He's on a road of aveira doing. Why? I mean, what's that? The main thing is you didn't associate with people that are late. אם כן עומס לפי עכשיו. אם אין פירוש כמו שמה ששני ששווים לנדיבטרי זה מה שבלייצן. ודאו זה תל מישהו כמו שמענו. So in other words, the deal from the Pasuk is that the Pasuk says there's a Metzias called a Moshav Leitim. This is not even a Leit Be'etzim, but the Hechetimtza, the setting, is Moshav Leitim because of something, and Valkarachach that means because there's no Dibetayra there. Nu mipnei kishnaimim kashe medam Dibetayra hitayra kemura. שהתארי כאשר מויטה תאר בפה וזה נקרא תאר גמורה. וזה שייך בשניים שצריך לא הייתה דיבור בפה. What a little about this נקודה here. There is a plenty of חזל, certainly שיינים and so on, that speak about being מויטה דיבור תאר מפיו, וכולו. There's לשיינס in a whole bunch of places that why do we say Lamasla Shamna with Aleph Beis? Because we were chayt in the Torah that was given with Chaf Beis Oisiv. It's kind of strange. Yeah, it was given Chaf Beis Oisiv. It was also given in black ink on white paper. There's the, maybe I should dafka have a machzor that's black ink and white paper. I mean, it can't be Chaf Beis Oisiv. I mean, to us, the Oisiv are kind of technical echetimtzes for whatever it is, for information you want to transmit. What's the gush of Chav Beis Oisiv that that's why you have a very official Seder because Chav Beis Oisiv, you have Prokim in the Prokim in Kinnis in Eichaz with the Seder Aleph Beis because they were Chayta and so on and so forth. The calling Torah the Chav Beis with Chav Beis Oisiv Shizba Torah seems that's very, very artificial. And here he's saying that Dibur Torah Dafke has its Metzias through Dipurim Dafke, and Torah that's not Dipurim is not quite the Dag of Torah that we're talking about. So the Pshat is the Chochma. The teichin of Torah that exists at the level that the mind itself can deal with it and doesn't yet need to formulate words and so on. And we have it all the time. For instance, let's say you meet somebody, you don't like the person. So you to yourself, the only thing you kind of signal to yourself, the only thing that you note about this person, you have a picture of him, and you have a sort of note that says, yucks. I don't like him. Somebody else comes to you and says, you know, I'm thinking of a chayis doing a shit about that person, I'm thinking of employing him, what do you say about it? So, when you say yucks, the person says, well, that's nice, but I need to know a little more specific. So you start thinking, and you start trying to put words to it, and you say, "Well, he doesn't quite look at you when he talks. It seems as if he's evading you." I would say, "I kind of get a sense he's dishonest. He says things and doesn't finish his sentences because he kind of doesn't want to get caught on his word." You begin to putting it into words is bringing down Torah. That's the final darga, and the ikar death is mitzvah. Since Torah is meant to be taken down in this world, that becomes the mitzvah of Torah in its strongest form. So the sevara that you have a hagosha that these two yanim are not daima, and this is different than this, is a chelik Torah, but it's not quite Torah b'shnei Musa until it didn't take on dipurim. Now, since, and you find a lot of times when a person learns and he has a good svara, when he has to go and when he has to tell it over to somebody, he finds a lot of flaws in it that he didn't see before. And the reason is because he had not yet brought it down to Olam HaDibur, and the Melos certainly didn't come out yet. I know Gedei Leilam. I mean, all the Mirah Shivas, I mean, Reb Chaim, Reb Nachum, my Shver and Reb Nachum for sure, used to say over the Shir Klos to 3, 4, 5 different people before they said it on the Bima. And so one Svara was, they wanted, you know, in case somebody has a kasha on it, whatever it is, then, they, you know, they share the kasha. But a lot of times, a lot of the people that said over the Shir to would not... I didn't think they would buy hachis that the Esmol's Gevalka Kasha sung up the Shir. And I realized the sense of getting it right in terms of the Dibur is a whole next phase of it. When you have it in your machshava, you have it in your machshava, and you, but it's a, it's you have to take it to the next phase. And if you're not talking to somebody, then you're not saying it. And it's not coming yet to deeper, and it and the Torah is yet to be finished. It requires that type of concretization to bring it to the world of deeper, and that's when it comes to deeper. So, two people. That's different. Torah is something that is you mekayim it with your peh. Not to say it as such. If a person says, Torah and he doesn't understand it, the person will sit still or whatever. The person not being Isaac and Torah really, but if he does, if he thinks about it and doesn't bring it to World Dipurim, he hasn't quite been Mekayim Divrei Torah. Now, even if the person is talking to himself and he's saying the words, it's still not a kiyum of Dipurim, because to yourself you don't have to talk. So the person to himself can say it, cannot say it. It doesn't make a difference. It does not. It doesn't have the quality of Dibur, because he could have not said it also. So when a person says something out loud to himself, it's a high volume of machshava. It's not really Dibur. And it's just like, I mean, every time I'm Eshet Torah, they told me once, the big mumchim on recording people who speak and so on, and they said that they always insist that the person, to be an audience when the person speaks, because you speak very differently when you have the audience of you, or when you're talking yourself. When the audience is in front of you, you're subconsciously trying to reach out to them, to explain it to them, to lay it out for them, to respond to them, whereas when you're sitting and talking to yourself, you're talking. Well, the figure in a dibur ikra rakam shav rakashem shnayim she efshul dibur klal the nikra dibur teira. Well, the figure nikra ze oisik dibur teira. Le nikra kashu biyachid she timtza vayeme beliboy. And you see that there's something called amir belev. If a chani medaber salim, bein ze dibur mamish. This is not quite dibur. It's saying with your lips what you're thinking, but it's not. It's not dibur. The zemir nekeitz la yochid ad dibur v'achshav eshava. Lefikol nikro zed divrei Torah. Rak Hashem shnayim sh'oz nikro divrei Torah. Ulekach eitzel shnayim omar shnayim sh'bnei divrei Torah. Veitzel echad omar echter shepetzik divrei Torah. Because when you have two people, then you have divrei Torah. You have communication, and what you produce is diburim, is dvarim. Leikara limud shal yechidi rak esek bovad. It's also interesting, Lashon Kodesh, the word for objects is called dvarim, which is interesting that it should be in common with dibur and dover, dover meaning both speech, words, and things. That it should be one word is kind of strange. But the truth is, the deeper, the koyach deeper takes machshavis, makes dvar, chui mochem dvar, v'shuva l'Hashem, it becomes realized things, concretized things, as opposed to just feelings. We also mentioned about Apishnaim Edim Yochum David. The person, when he speaks, and it becomes the person makes the things in his mind into the dibur, makes feelings into dvarim, and that's why dvarim shebelev are inam dvarim, just not dvarim. It doesn't have any mamashes to itself. Whereas when I said something, there's a mamashes to it. The iser of dibur leichalal dvaro means you can't make it empty. The koyach dibur that a person has is to create things with his mouth, and when he's mechalal dibur, they become bottle, becomes dvarim, but the tail comes a double bottle. Mezem nekeita yochad adim ha-shav ha-shav, l'fikol nikol zet b'toyer rak ha-shem shnayim, sh'oz nikol di b'toyer. O'lekach etzal shnayim, omad shnayim sh'shmei b'toyer, v'techer omech sh'shmei b'toyer, l'kor limo sh'yom ha-gesim gulbar. Abneza atam tikna b'brocha, l'as b'toyer av l'ilumad b'toyer. In other words, l'as b'toyer means he's involved in the b'toyer, he's doing in it, but it's not, hasn't produced it for him. So it's interesting that Lasek B'Divisera is less. Everyone talks about the word Lasek being a Milo. You have to be Misasek, so on and so forth. He points out what's lacking in it. And he says further on, he'll also explain the difference between Shnayim and Echad. The Bas is a stronger keshem with the father. there's a lotion in the Zohar Kodesh, in Kabbalah, it says Ab Yosef Brato, that the father is called more to the daughter. Famous Chazal says Ishmael Zohar Tchilat the Bas, Ishmael Zohar Tchilat the Zohar, the Ben, different has Beirim, but the Av is more Shaykh to the Bas.
If I give you an hour of work of my hand,
Maisi Adayim, so you got that hour of work. You had my hands for that hour. There's no hechetimtza of toilda that's not a chasa. Every giving on every chelik of the guf, there's a chasa mitzad the guf. And so there is no metzias of toilada. Toilada is the only metzias that a person can take of himself. And he's made another self, not by giving up any of what he has. When a person has a child, there's nothing missing in the father or the mother, and yet his self has become another self. In the Kaychas HaAdam, Chachma is that way. If I have a certain Haskalah, if I have a certain understanding, and I give that understanding to you also, that's a real tilada. That muskel is a real tilada, because it's me, and it's taken on a life of its own. It's a davashal yesh. It's a certain havana tfitza, and I didn't lose anything on that one. So persons haskalah. So haskalah is something which is very much, it's like the talad of a person. And it's similar to by Moshe Rabbeinu when it says that it was matzil, is ruach, on the vim, and you know, and that became in Russia's famous mashal of a ner that's dolik and is madlik. In the oir of chachma, that's the only thing that is similar to that. So it's shaykh to call it an offspring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he gives it to a person, he's not giving him a matana, but he shares himself with it. And that's the notion that I can't be payrish from it, because so it's like if a person has a daughter, the daughter himself is in his daughter, no matter what. Even if she becomes somebody else's husband, he doesn't lose her. His chelik in her cannot be moineya her from the other person. Obviously, it being the father's is not menatikit from the husband, but the husband always gets a piece of the father as a chelik of the daughter. That's the imik of what the Chazal meant here. So when a person is Isaac and Mira, when it has a Tzura of Taira, automatically the Shechina comes with it, because the Shechina is the Chelek that's the Ruach Shabbai that's not expressed in the mamashas of it, and that stays with it, because the Etzem, that's what Taira is. Taira is a Kadosh Baruch Hu Chochma Kabiyachu come down to us in a certain form. Any questions?
Yeah, I've got two things I don't understand. And number one, if we're saying that Terah Shleima is Terah which has in it Dibor, and therefore you need to have a second person, if it's simply just to crystallize the abstract thoughts, I've got the Shtickle Terah, but until I say it over to someone, if it's just mitzad that heichatimtz, I mean, surely, if you write it on a piece of paper, it also forces you to go ahead and crystallize thoughts into something finite. I still don't understand why you have to have necessarily a second person.
Yeah.
Secondly, the person who had the greatest hasag of Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was kvad peh, which I thought the Maral says was because the Torah was so great, he didn't have the achilas to have it, crystallize into something. How do we understand that? And how do we understand what Chazal say? But that was only until Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, Eila Hadvar Moshe did promotion, then he spoke on a ship.
So I mean, this doesn't reflect the Maral says it. I've heard it a lot of times from Moshe that Divrei Torah, the words from Reishis LeEkal Yisrael, are the first Diburim in the Bria that actually can be Diburim of Torah. In other words, the Kvad Peh was that the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had, then that was not something that it was shayach to a human could not put into Diburim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Bereishis Bara Elokim, if I want to ask you, what is it, how did the world start? The only words that fit are Bereishis Bara Elokim and Shemayim V'Sar. In those words, you have the exact expression, because you could dash those words backwards, forwards, frontwards, the other way. And I want to maybe explain it a little about it. Whenever you write something, whenever a gifted writer writes something in a language, it has like multiple layers of meaning and nuances and flavors, and it's a creation. When you translate it, you can only translate one nekuda, and you automatically are not giving it all correctly. It's true with the Dvar Hashem that, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu on the dag that he deheret the Vetera, he was a kvad peh. Because there was no way he could give translation to that in Diburim. But Torah produced Diburim for him. He could now say the things as they are and be right. So describe Matan Torah, we now have words to describe Matan Torah. And however you dash those words, they're right, because it's a pechina like by the Luch, it says it went from both sides, Mishnei Avraham. Here also, I can dash the Gematius, I can dash the Pshat, I can dash the Remedy, I can dash the Soit, and an almost infinite amount of ways of dashing it, because those words are correct reflections of the Metzias. That's the answer to the second question that you asked. And the answer to the first question is, even when a person... When a person writes for himself, he also, the notes you write for yourself and an article that you write for the other look very different. One of them is a reminder, one of them is a communication. So certainly if a person sits and he's fantasizes that there's somebody reading or he's talking to somebody, it'll probably also come out dibudik. But if not, whenever you write for yourself, one of the biggest transitions amateurs make when they go from being an amateur to writing well is the ability from writing to yourself to writing for somebody. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next 2 weeks there will not be a Hashem, we'll be in a Shabbos Hashem, and we'll resume.